Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 115. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Saith your Father God,
"So be not fearful, but open your mouth and speak my word. Come against the enemy. Come against those that know me not. Speak my word with boldness, and I shall go before you like a sharp two-edged sword, and I shall even peel as the skin off an apple to cleanse and purify those that need cleansing. For these are the last days, saith your Father God."
For yea saith the Lord, the earth is waiting now. All creation waits for the shaking that will come at the sound of the trumpet and the shout of the voice. For the time is near now, saith the Lord, when all things must be dealt with, when all things will come under the almighty power of my hand. And I shall stand as ruler of all things, saith the Lord. And the earth, the trees, the mountains, the peoples shall bow before me. There will again be adoration for the holiness of my name, saith the Lord. There will again be shouts and sounds of joy at the mention of my name. So faint not, says the Father God. For the time is coming, and is very soon, saith the Lord.
No work is too small, and no work is too great. For that which I have given my children, do not be as those who compare the small to the great. For is it not I who begun the good work, saith the Lord? And is it not unto I that all things shall be glorified? Reveal not thyself, but reveal who I am. To a world that is lost and dying, let them see me, that their faith might arise like no other time, greater than before. And then, saith the Lord, will I pour out my spirit even in greater measure, because thou hast decided not to compare yourselves with another, but glorify me only, saith the Lord your God.
Praise God and welcome to all our listeners on 3.185 this fine Monday evening at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I pray you enjoyed those prophetic words by our signs ministers. This is the international broadcast worldwide via shortwave, internet, and podcasting of Signs of the Times to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own audible voice, just like the prophets of old, as his watchmen. Stay tuned to hear a recent message that I preached that contains a small part of my testimony. Then that will be followed by a few prophecy news behind the news reports. The Bible clearly teaches first comes the natural, then the spiritual. But when ministries sell themselves to a 501c3 tax exemption here in the USA so they can collect more money from carnal minds, I think, personally, they sell their spirituality. Second comes the spiritual. Ministries like Signs, who do not attach themselves to governmental handouts, are free to preach the gospel the way it should be preached. No control by governmental forces. But you know, that is coming soon, and Signs may not be on the air for much longer because I do preach the truth. On Signs Radio, I do exactly that. If you are saved, you need not fear the end times. You are under the protection of the hand of Almighty God. Fear not, little children, the apostle would say. Revelation chapter 3, verse 3 clearly tells us to watch, and if you do not watch, you may miss the hour. So watch without fear, my friends, and God will take care of you. Signs is not a 501c3 ministry. Sorry, but what does that have to do with true biblical giving anyway? Write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. That address will repeat at the end of this program. Now, a special message to my friend James Clare in Quebec, Canada. James, I am sorry, but nothing came in for your request, and I have removed it from my website. Brother, you may be upset with me, but I want you to know I am very, very busy. I simply cannot keep calling you or make calls for you. This is not my ministry, which keeps me, as I said, very busy all the time. Be blessed. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Now, my message I preached as senior pastor in my church, titled Riding on the High Side. All you race fans and motorcyclists will know what I mean by that phrase.
This message is titled Riding the High Side. Genesis chapter 49, verse 17, which says this: Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. Now, when I first became a Christian, and this is going to be a kind of a testimony message, not the way I normally preach, but somebody needs to hear it out there. When I first became a Christian, I became involved with a ministry that was training many young pastors. One of those pastors was a man named Tony. Now, Tony was a really nice guy, and I liked Tony an awful lot. One day, Tony, though, had an accident with his motorcycle, his bike. The chain came off the rear sprocket, locking up the rear wheel of the motorcycle, and this threw Pastor Tony over the handlebars headfirst at 55 miles an hour. When he hit the road, the face shield on the helmet broke, shaving the skin off the side of his face and half of his nose. I will never forget after that accident when Pastor Tony recovered, and he said this to me: I have always ridden on the high side, and God has shown me I must stop. Now, I may not have it exactly right because it's been a few years, but that's close. Now, that's the hard way to learn a lesson. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. But you're going to find out I almost learned it here in just a minute. Hallelujah. Later, when gas prices went up, guess who went out and bought a motorcycle? Brother Johnson. Because I wanted to save on gas. And I did the learner's permit thing and got my license and everything. But, you know, apparently I did not learn very well from Pastor Tony's mistake. Because a couple of years later, it happened to me. I was now a young pastor in training in that same ministry, and Pastor Tony was no longer there. God had moved on me, and I sold my home to move there and be a part of the ministry full-time, except for work and my trips to Bible school, trying to get through Bible school at the same time. In those days, I put 950 miles a week on my car going to work. I go from the church to Cornell University, which was about 20-some miles away. From Cornell University to the Bible school, which was a heck of a lot more miles than that away. And then from the Bible school, which is even more miles, back to the church area again. Glory to God. But you know, it never even fazed me. I can remember nights that I got so tired, I had to hang my head out the window to keep on going. You know, you had to get that cool air hitting you in the face. But let me get back to what I'm telling you. One day I was on my way to work, driving my gas-saving motorcycle, doing 55 miles an hour. All of a sudden, something hit me head-on, shattering my motorcycle's windshield. Startled, I pulled off the road and took a deep breath because it scared me. And I looked down, and there was a piece of the windshield laying against my chest with a jagged edge against my neck, very, very sharp edge against my neck. Well, of course, I quickly took it off and took my motorcycle mirror and shined it up on my neck. I didn't feel no blood. I looked. I wasn't even scratched. Thank God. Hallelujah. That was an amazing thing. That jagged, it wasn't glass. It was plastic, but it was sharp. Right up against my neck, yet I wasn't caught. Miracle number one, amen? Hallelujah. Needless to say, I thanked God very loudly there on the side of the road before I took off again on that motorcycle. But then I started her up and I drove her off and I started in for Cornell University, which was still quite a few miles away at that point. And as I drove up a very large hill, it's a very steep hill that comes out of the town where Cornell University is in, it's called Ithaca. And as I drove up that steep hill, I got about halfway up that hill guess what happened? My chain came off. It locked my rear wheel. I was doing only about 25 miles an hour then. But as I flew over the handlebars of that bike, because the bike just stops and you keep going, and all I knew to do was instinctively to duck my head. And believe it or not, when I ducked my head, I rolled over on my back doing a somersault and landed on my feet. Believe it or not, not a scratch on me. It's kind of amazing when you think about it. Just for those who might be listening in another country, a somersault means that I did a head-first roll over on my back and landed on my feet. I'd only been doing about 25 miles an hour, but I want to tell you something, it scared me. There was a higher power at work doing something in my life. I committed my life to God. I was in the ministry like Pastor Tony. And then that came crashing loud and clear, that memory of Pastor Tony and what had happened to him. And I heard him say in my spirit, I need to stop riding on the high side. So I put the chain back on the bike, remembering what happened to Pastor Tony, and I started off. Well, once I got to work, I can tell you this much, I prayed all day that the Lord would just get me home in one piece. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't want my face to be severed and be disfigured for the rest of my life. Not only that, but I promised God I would never ride the high side again. I wouldn't do it. I said, Lord, man, you haven't got to tell me the third time, Lord. I don't think it's going to go good for me. Well, I did get back home, back to the ministry without incident. I parked the bike and I never rode it again. Guess what? I sold it. Because I didn't want the temptation sitting there. See, you got to get rid of temptation. If God shows you something in your life that you need to get rid of, you don't hang on to it, you get rid of it. Now, I really don't know who the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to or who's listening that He's speaking to, but I want to tell you something. You better hear before you get hurt. If you listen to me for a while, you know I normally don't preach this way. God is talking to you. When you ride the high side and God wants you to stop, let me assure you, God will get your attention. Like it or not, hurt or not, stop being stubborn. Let's take a good look at that verse I read when I started this message, because there's a lot in that verse. I couldn't believe when I found this verse how well it spoke to this message. Genesis chapter 49, verse 17. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. That word serpent has, as one of its Hebrew meanings, fleeing serpent. Both Pastor Tony and I brought earthly baggage to the cross with us when we were saved. No doubt about it. And many of you have too. It doesn't all just disappear at the cross, folks. A lot of it has to come off later. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know that to be a truth. And some of the worldly baggage was clinging to Pastor Tony and me. It was still there. That worldly baggage weights you down and it hinders your spiritual growth. Amen?
Amen.
It does. And if you don't get rid of it, you always ride a bit on the high side. I'm telling you. The high side, if you know anything about motorcycles or anything about racing, is the part of the track as you're going around the curve, and you know most of them go low. Because when you go high on the high side, it's pretty easy with centrifugal force for you to be thrown right off the track. I call this dangerous fence walking. See, when you walk a fence, no matter how high it is above the ground, if you fall off, no matter what side you fall off on, you can get hurt. And it's not easy to walk that fence. And no matter how well you practice walking a fence, you will always fall off, no matter how hard you try not to fall off. Oh, you may succeed and walk that fence a few times, but there will come a time eventually that you will fall. Are you getting my point here out there in Radio Land? I know those here, as I'm preaching this, have gotten it. But are you getting it in Radio Land? Somebody out there needs to hear this message and stop riding the high side. Let me read that verse again. Genesis chapter 49, verse 17. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider fall backward. How you live can cause a fleeing serpent to bite at your heels. You are actually fleeing from, not towards, all that you can be in Jesus Christ. If you're following what I'm trying to tell you here. The word adder here in Hebrew can translate horned snake. Now, who does that remind you of? The devil, Satan himself. This verse says that horned snake bites at the heels of the horse, which will cause the horse, by the way, if you know anything about horses, to rear up, throwing his rider off backwards. It's a natural thing, but it's yet a spiritual thing if you listen. Now, I know that in Pastor Tony's, in my case, we were being tossed forward. And you, sir, you, madam, who are listening, is there something biting at the heels of your horse? What's causing you to ride the high side? If so, and you are riding that high side, you better stop riding where it's so dangerous. God doesn't want you there. He wants you on the more safer low side. See, some of these people are getting on their high horses when they ought to be getting off. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You say, I'm a Christian. I can't be riding the high side. Well, Pastor Tony was a Christian, and I was a Christian, but we had earthly baggage that we needed to get rid of. Do you, my friend, have a need to rid yourself of some earthly baggage? Again, Genesis 49, verse 17, Dan shall be a serpent. By the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels so that his rider shall fall backward. So get rid of that baggage right now before you fall backward. I want to tell you, that's what happened to Pastor Tony. Not only was he physically scarred when he fell off that motorcycle, but Pastor Tony was also spiritually scarred by the realization of what he looked like in the mirror, and that God had to get to him in that way. You understand? He was physically and spiritually scarred. I don't know if the man's in the ministry today. Couldn't tell you. See, he backslid. Says right in that verse, and the rider shall fall backward. When you're letting that fleeing serpent bite at your heels and not deal with it, see, you can deal with it in many ways. You can deal with it spiritually mature and do deliverance on that thing, or you can just repent and get rid of what he's biting at that can knock you off your high horse from the high side. It's really easy to go off the high side. That's why they had those big fences in a race, so that it's going to hurt them less to bounce off the fence and go back onto the track than it is to go flying 30 feet in the air and crashing down. You've got to realize when you're on that high side and get off of it. See, though Pastor Tony fell off his bike forward, he went backward, and it's easy to do that if you're not going to change the circumstances that's causing the biting at your heels in the first place. Respond to the warning as I did and be delivered of at least some of your worldly baggage. You can get delivered of all of it, but at least start with something. The baggage that brought you to the cross of salvation, and some of that you still brought with you. For the kingdom of God right now, my friends, is at hand. Jesus is coming. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Exodus, and I'm closing, chapter 32, verses 30 and 33. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, ye have sinned a great sin. And now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Boy, just think about today how many gods of gold there are. Now, continuing with the verse, yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, Moses said, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book of life which thou hast written. Now, there's a man of God. He's willing to go to hell for his people. How many men of God today are willing to do that? Verse 33, Exodus 32. Listen carefully, and I'm closing. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him, not you, Moses, him will I blot out of my book. Friend, don't be that person. You know who you are. Maranatha.
You are listening to the Prophecy Voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. I pray you enjoyed that message, and if it touched you in some special way, please call or write and let me know how it helped with the contact information that will follow soon. And now, a couple of Prophecy News Behind the News reports. Saddleback Church. It will be up to President-elect Barack Obama's transition team whether Pastor Rick Warren's prayer at the inauguration is vetted in advance. A spokeswoman for Warren Saddleback's church has said, Watchman comment, you bet it will be. Warren will be only able to pray what Obama approves. Do not be deceived, for it will be religious propaganda. The devil does not mind lying, my friends. Daniel chapter 8, verse 25. And through his policy, also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Continuing, inflation is unavoidable. What the rational investor has to understand is that the coming inflation is inevitable. It is a catch-22 situation for the U.S. government, as money printing is the only thing the government can do to keep the system going. And this will only result in more inflation. The cracks are starting to appear in the dam, and once it bursts, the U.S. will have unleashed one of the biggest inflationary waves ever created. Going forward, I urge the interested investor to monitor the value of the U.S. dollar as the key signal. Better yet, stay out of the market altogether. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye not be partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. This one's a little late, but listen. Amsterdam's Gay Christmas features Mary and Drag. Amsterdam hosted a Christmas celebration for its gay community featuring a nativity with a male Mary in drag that church organizations denounced as an affront to traditional values. My, I guess so. Continuing. Organizers said the event was meant to raise Amsterdam's profile as a gay capital at a time when homosexuals feel threatened. Watchman comment. If you homosexuals really feel threatened, that was a very stupid thing for you to do. You have revealed to the whole world just how perverted and mentally ill that you are. Not to say that you have no respect for the gospel whatsoever. Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 and 42. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. Did you hear that? All things that offend. And them which do iniquity, that's you, homosexuals, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Continuing. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Man killed by flesh-eating disease after getting small cut on arm. Tony Williamson, 60, thought he was suffering from a stomach upset in the days leading up to his death in July 10th in the UK, and he had dismissed the cut on the inside of his lower arm as insignificant. He did not realize that it had become infected until he was rushed to a hospital after collapsing. A post-mortem, that's after death, examination in the UK confirmed he died of the disease called necronizing fasciitis and blood poisoning. Watchman comment. Ebola is a necronizing fasciitis and eats human flesh. Could it have spread from Africa to the UK? Exodus chapter 9, verse 15. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I might smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. Watchman comment, sinners, beware. The last day's signs, the end times, they are here. This is a short report, but it's so ridiculous, I just want to read it. USA, New Hampshire. Scientists said an earthquake felt by some New Hampshire towns during the weekend was likely an aftershock from a tremor 281 years ago. My. Watchman comment. Now that is all I had on that one, but an earthquake tremor after 281 years? Please give me a break. And you wonder why I rebuke things like this? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Continuing. States are set to impose bevy of new taxes. Governors want to levy higher taxes next year on clothes, soft drinks, gasoline, auto licenses. Officials say they are required by law to balance budgets and that tax increases are necessary as state governments face sharply declining tax revenues. But physical analysis say raising taxes during an economic turndown will only worsen local economies and prolong the recession. Psalms 127 verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. I pray you enjoyed the message, and if it touched you in some special way, please write or call and let me know how it helped with the contact information that will follow shortly. But first, would you please prayerfully consider sending an offering, a love gift, to help keep this program on the air, even with your tithe, especially if you're not going to church somewhere. A few have responded, and the month of January 09 has been covered, but the month of February needs support. There are 4 Mondays in February, and at $30 for the broadcast on WWRB for each Monday, the need for the month comes to $120. Now, I'm not begging for money. I'm just letting you know what the need is. So if I have to go off the air when I run out of money on Mondays, since this is a listener-supported program, then you'll understand. Love gifts are used only for radio time. Not free offers, not salaries. No one at Signs is paid anything. Our radio check offers are free. Everything on our www.neaiga.org website is free, and there are almost 300 free MP3 audio files, like you just heard, on that site for you to download free or listen to free. Website neaiga.org. The 24-hour voicemail number to call in a radio check is 1-607-201-5663. Just tell me your state and how well you can hear the program. Please, please do not forget your state. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart, my friends. No catches, no mailing lists, no letters asking for money. But I do ask on this program and on the MP3 audio files for love gift support for the radio programs. These radio stations don't give this time away free. This is a small ministry. That address again, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797, USA. That 24-hour voicemail once more, 1-607-201-5663. Call in your radio check, your prayer needs, or your blessings. Thank you for listening. May the love of Jesus Christ be with you in these last days. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until the next program, Wednesdays at 11 p.m., 3.185, and then a little earlier on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185. Until we meet again on the air, I salute you in the love of Jesus Christ. Maranatha, my friends, Watchman's Ending Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.